Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And we've arrived at number four in the countdown of the Triple M NRL's best calls of 2019. The Fairytale Raiders have already made one appearance in this countdown and they're about to feature again. The Melbourne Storm had cantered to the minor premiership, setting themselves up for a qualifying final against the Raiders week one in Melbourne at Amy Park. And while most expected Craig Bellamy, Cam Smith and co. to get the job done again, Ricky Stewart and the Green Machine had other ideas. Here's how Dan Ganane and Wendell Saylor called it.
Absolutely tragic. All right, so we're just about ready.
How good, Dan?
Finals footy. We had to wait. We had to watch last night from home, Del. We were a bit jealous as all the others got to start. Now we get a crack at this. And it's the Raiders who will be starting with the ball. Now, what's going on? Joey Leilua is on the bench there, Remmer.
No, he's got something in his eyes, has he? Yeah.
Well, this is bizarre. Joey Leilua is being treated here.
Wow.
And
go and check what that is. He was bending down, seemed to be in a lot of pain.
Yeah, we've got four others on the bench, so he hasn't been replaced.
No. He's got something in his eye, whether... Oh, yeah.
No, they've opened it up.
Oh, my goodness.
And now we've got another player. We've got six Canberra players on the bench. Josh Hodgson's walked off. Well, what's going on here? So we've got six players on the bench. Leilua still is in a bit of trouble. Well, this is just a catastrophic start.
I believe this.
Hodgson now walks back on. Leilua here is trying to shake this off, but at some point the referee's got to say, hey, we've got to get this game underway. So now it's like he's got a bit of sand or something in there. They're trying to get it out. And he's still on the sideline here, and he's still... what seems to be a great deal of pain. It's his left eye. He's going to start, it looks like. He's about to walk on. There's even a Melbourne trainer coming on to assist him. We're all waiting in anticipation here.
And Simonson's getting ready. Obviously, he's the utility back there. He's getting ready in case he needs to go on.
Well, this is just downright. I've never seen a final start like this, Del.
Here we go. Neither have I.
Now Simonson walks back to the bench and Leilua comes on. So
I'll be kicking straight at Joey Leilua. Is that okay?
Perfectly fine. I hope he hasn't got hay fever because it's that time of the year, Del.
Oh, no, he's come back.
He's gone. He's off.
He's gone.
Oh, this is a sensation.
What?
Joey Leilua is going up the tunnel. He can't start the game.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, we've seen players do things in the warm-up, but we've never seen a player actually come on, do the minute silence, and then just go off.
And that's got to throw you, but that's got to throw your team balance around. I know Simonson's played all year.
So now, apparently, it has something to do with the fireworks. So we'll get Emma to check up on that. That's just outrageous.
It is. We think it's from the fireworks, Jensen. What's happened? Because the Melbourne Storm doctor has agreed that there's significant damage, we believe, that it won't be counted as an interchange because a Storm doctor agrees that he is able to go in. So hopefully not too much damage. I'll try and get some more info.
So is he out or is he just on the bench? There's only three on the bench at the moment.
No, he's just gone down the tunnel.
Okay.
So in a lot of pain. I'll go and see if there's another update. Hopefully not significant damage.
Well, thank you, Emma. Well, after all that, we're underway. Canberra working it upfield and it's Elliot Whitehead on play four. Just going down the left edge where he runs into two defenders. So a bizarre start to this qualifying final. And now Tarpany juggles and is picked off by Thanukan and Asifa Solomona. And one other defender there, Jesse Bromwich. Last, Canberra will be kicking from inside their 40. And it's White, a loping left foot kick straight down the throat of Suli Munavalu. He scored in the corresponding game a few weeks ago. And he runs it towards the middle where he's claimed here. So we're on our way. 1 minute gone. No score on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. And now some very willing defence as the Fox is driven back inside his 30. Played to Munster. Gives it to Pappenhausen. Just his seventh game as a starting fullback. He scored in all but one of those games. And he hits it up here. And now here's the big unit, Asifa Solomona. Punching it forward, almost a halfway. Gets into a bit of wrestle with Hodgson. Canberra really working Melbourne over in these tackles as Kenny Bromwich now runs up the left edge and his one-out run comes to an end on the 40. So that's the end of the set here for Melbourne. as it's thrown infield to Munster. Or midfield bomb, it's a spiral. It's going to be allowed to bounce. It bounces over the head of Croker, but back there to cover is Kotrick. And now he pushes away Kotrick from Chambers, gets away from Finucane. Oh, Munster got him, and we wanted that one-on-one, Nelly. He almost did too.
He did.
That would have been the earliest Jack Link's protein snack bowl prediction.
Oh, here we go.
We've seen, and now a flop tackle here on Melbourne. So it's a penalty for Canberra, and these are two sides that can niggle in these tackles. So a real test for Ashley Klein and also Chris Sutton, our referees this afternoon. No score, two gone on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
Yeah, really good start, I reckon, here from the Raiders, because they didn't give an inch there in defence. They just went at him. They were really aggressive, especially the outside five there from the Storm. When they come in to take the ball, you've got to drive in with numbers.
Tomorrow we're live at Bankwest for midday for Sunday Triple M footy. Maroon and Kenty and Gordy and Jimmy Hooper, Gerds as well. And then the big one of the day, 4 o'clock, Parramatta and the Broncos. But it's Canberra here with a chance. As Simonson first hit it up, and now Dunamis Louis. He grinds it upfield, almost up to the 20 where he's put down. Well, let's see what Canberra have got in attack here. Here it comes down to the right, to Caesar. Caesar keeps it going to Tarpany. Tarpany puts on some footwork, but then is claimed by Kenny Bromwich down low, and Munster up top. 18 in from the right touchline. Play to Nicole Klockstad. Throws it left to Caesar. Holds it, then keeps it going to Hodson. Hodson away to White. Beautiful cutout. Simonson for the line. Oh, yes! He got there! Simonson in the corner! What an incredible start! Now look at this, the put down was awkward, but surely he has got this down.
That's a try every day of the week, Dan. Nice play. Oh, and Simonson, it's a bit of a head knock there, has he?
He's almost collapsed there. What a bizarre start for this man. He didn't know he was starting until seconds before we got underway. He scores a try after
Bailey
3 minutes.
Bailey Simonson maintains possession of the ball and grounds it on the goal.
He's hurt his leg, I think. He can't put pressure on his left or right leg, I'm not sure. We'll get him and have a look at that. But really nice play there from the Raiders down this left edge. Really nice movement. And once again, Vunivalu gets himself in no man's land. Oh, wow, the Raiders. What a start. That penalty, they haven't wasted it. They got down the field. They set it up both sides, but they went to the left. And Simonson, he looked great. Really nice play there. Caesar goes at him, throws it behind. And there's 3-on-2 there. And nice cutout pass. That man, Jack White, mate, you can just tell he's come so far, Whiten. Composure, mate, just one step past it. And Vunivalu, he didn't get the numbers right, but really nice work from Simonson. Pappenhausen tried his hardest, but he couldn't stop him.
Thanks to Dalfanuken. Here's Dalfanuken, up to the 20, touch beyond, and he's brought down here. It was off a Jack White pass that Simonson tried. But here come the Storm looking for their first as Cam Smith throws to the left to Munster. Wafts across field. Then gives it to Olam. Running straight and hard. Straight into Leilua and Bateman. 5 out. 10 in from touch on the left. Now on the next, it's thrown out to Cam Smith at first receiver. Gives it to Asper Solomona. Runs over Hodson. But the cover is there from Papali. Ball played to Cam Smith. On to Kamakamitha. He goes for the line. He's not going to get there. In fact, he is going to get there, but they're going to hold him up. There were four in the tackle. Cam Smith really wheeling and dealing in that set.
He's just getting himself busy now. You can just see. But this Kamakamitha, geez, he's a big unit. It reminds me of a young Petro Simonaseva. Petro didn't have legs like that, but he was just granite.
So ball played on the left side to Cam Smith. Throws to the right to Finucane. Out the back to Asma Solomona. Little trick play, not fallen for. Tarpany in there with a tackle with Whitehead. Last, centre field. 5 out. Play to Cam Smith. Throws to Hughes. Chip kick for the right corner. Here comes Sully!
Oh.
Up above them! Catches it! Grounds it! Melbourne get there first! We're all tied up! An AFL catch in an AFL town! Was brilliant.
Well, we said it before. Craig Bellamy wasn't happy before half time, but he must be happy now because this is how the Storm play. They roll down the field, they put a nice little cross kick in like this. Great kick there from Smith. And Vunivalu gets up and at him, just about gets on his back. Simonson, he didn't know where he was. I tell you where he was. He was on your shoulders, son, and that's a try right there. Oh, yeah, the Storm. Geez, that's a really nice take. He got his legs up perfectly and just used that momentum to get Simonson out of the way.
And
Oh, he's pumped up. See the eyes from Vunivalu?
Before his eyes were popping out.
They were.
There. So here's a Kotsaya replay of the delectable chip kick from Jerome Hughes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I mentioned AFL. Yeah. It was a traditional AFL mark. He dug his knee into the back of Simonson, but all in the one motion, so it's all legal. And now a kick here for Cam Smith from the sideline to put Melbourne in front for the first time today.
Can you believe it? And this is what we talked about. You need to take your opportunities, which they haven't, Canberra, in that first half. Oh, wow. The Storm. This is Storm football. Let's see what the Raiders can do. Let's see if the Raiders can peg that momentum back.
So Cam Smith on the right side this year, 60% from the sideline. His goal kicking has never been better than it has in the last two seasons. And in a low-scoring game like this, this could be most important. Don't forget, Canberra missed two penalty goals in the first half. So Cameron Smith, one in from touch, right side, the preferred side. Steps back, moves in, starts it out left. Work to do, and no, it comes back, but not enough. Who will host a prelim final? Played now to Hodson, throws left to Louis. Louis runs into the marker, Brandon Smith. Good tough stuff there from Brandon, who lays on in the tackle. Played now to Hodson, holds it out in front of him, then throws to the right to Papali. Melbourne all over it. Papali's got nowhere to go. Still 25 out on tackle three. Play to Hodson, goes right again to Caesar. Caesar to Bateman. Bateman around the back now to Nicol Klokstad, taken awkwardly but legally by Olam. Right touchline, 10 out. Play to Rapino on the fifth. Throws it left to Caesar. Caesar to Hodson, shapes the kick, then passes to White. Gets it out to Croker. He gets up. Then gets a pass. Simonson. No. He's caught short. Tackle. Gets up, goes again. And brought down three away. What scramble. Last, Croker. He throws to the right. White rushes a grubber. White make the end goal. Lost by Melbourne.
Is that Pappenhausen again?
No, the ref said he held on to it. It's Storm ball.
Pappenhausen. He's been the best in the field.
That is the skill certified. No bit of skill. How did he hang on to it? But now, Melbourne have lost it. Langella veers to the right. Inside. Bateman. Bateman.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Canberra are in front. Canberra will take the lead if it's legal. How did this ball come out? If it's legal, it's a try with a kick in front.
I can't believe what I've seen here.
Ashley Clyde.
We have a try.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, considering that Josh Adokar just loses the ball, there's no knock-on or infringement by Canberra. And make sure there's no knock-on by Canberra as the ball continues.
Well, once it came out, everything they did was right. It's how it came out. It's Kama Kamitha who's hitting it up. As we look at a Kotsaya replay. In fact, it's Adokar, my apologies. And he... Now, he's lost it, Cole. There's no strip. The only question is, did it come off Tarpany or one of the other Raiders on the way out? I don't think it did, Del.
I think you're right, Dan.
That's a clean knock-on.
It's play on. The Raiders have turned defence into attack, and they've stolen this game.
Did Amos Louis make a tackling action? Joseph to Tapanay hits with the shoulder. The ball is lost ahead by Josh Adokar.
It'll be a try!
A try.
Wow. Unless there's some sort of obstruction here, but I just can't imagine that.
That's a try all day.
You're looking at Leilua's pickup. He's facing back towards his own try line and hits his leg and goes backwards.
Ball is lost backwards by Joseph Leilua.
Play on. That's game. Raiders.
Well, they know the rules. It's a try. It went backwards. And then Bateman.
Bateman. Who else but Bateman?
Unless it's the 500 Canberra fans down there making all that
noise.
Bateman
grounds the ball on the in goal. Have a decision.
It's not over. There's 3 minutes to go. Don't write the Storm off yet. But
you're right,
this
Dan.
Is one of the great moments for the Raiders over the last 20 years.
Wow.
It's the try! It's 10-all! And the kick will be from in front.
I cannot believe this. I've seen so many times the Melbourne Storm do enough to get out. Josh Adokar tried to get it out there. He got hit. The defence has been good. Leilua flicks it underneath. And that man there, Bateman, he scores under the post.
Oh, I've got to say, the defence of the Raiders tonight, it has been aggressive. They haven't gone away all night. And Joey Leilua, who had a firecracker in his eye or something, he comes up with just about the match winner. Oh, and I'm watching the replay here. Ricky Stewart, he's right at home like a favourite. Oh, it's it's the Spring Carnival.
I would say that's almost muted for Ricky. He went nuts.
Yes.
But it was like 8.5 out of 10 nuts.
It was all inside, like it was inside most of it.
I think he was worried about swallowing his chewing gum. Well, the Raiders, they're going nuts down at the southeast corner. They had a magical night here a month ago. And it looks like it might be usurped. They are 3 minutes from a home prelim final. Time ticking, by the way. Canberra happy to just wind this down for as long as they can. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Quick comment, Emma Lawrence.
This is unbelievable, and you're right. I don't think the Melbourne Storm fans knew the rules. They were cheering. Little did they know it was backwards off the Raiders. I don't think you could have scripted this game any better. Tough defence from both sides too. Melbourne Storm, the best defence in the comp. Raiders, third best defence. And that's what we've had, a grinding match for the full 80.
This would blow the finals open.
Yeah.
It would mean Roosters Melbourne doesn't happen in a GF. It would only happen in a prelim final. It opens up the other side of the draw. It puts Canberra in a magnificent position. But they've still got to get the job done. Jared Croker, he's missed two from out wide. He won't miss this. Time stopped. 1:33 to go. Kicking towards the MCG. He has kicked it! They have maybe one set to endure. The short kickoff surely is coming. It's 12 points to 10. As we see players sprinting off here, Asper Solomona comes back on for one last burst. You know he can throw an offload, which is what they're going to need now. They're going to have to get expansive. This game has been played in the trenches. Now Melbourne have 90 seconds to open it up and come up with something. Is Pappenhausen the man? Is Munster the man? Or can the Raiders hang on? Here we go. Smith, ball on the tee, kicks it. It goes the distance. It'll be a contest. Up they go. Sully's got it.
Oh,
Sully's got it.
Great take. No.
No, the Tatchy put his flag up. I think he's wrong. It's right in front of us.
I don't think he was out.
He wasn't out, Sully.
I don't think he was out.
Sully's incensed.
The
Melbourne Storm coaching staff have stood up as one. They can't believe it. Here's the Kotai replay. Up he goes. He takes it.
Is his left hand go out? I think it was fine.
Oh, my goodness. They have stuffed that up.
They have too. That wasn't it. Oh,
it was close.
Wow.
It was close.
No, he wasn't out. He wasn't out.
They got it wrong.
Well, you said there was going to be a big call. Remember you said there was going to be a big defining call in it?
He was literally 3 metres away.
Bad call. Bad call, but 4-2 favours of Brave.
Time has stopped. 1:15 left. They would have had it. Yeah. 30 metres out.
Full set.
With a full set. Oh. And penalty goal is in play too, remember.
Yeah.
So Canberra couldn't be laying all over in tackles and deliberately give one away. 1:14 left. They might still get it back, but
I don't think that's
their best chance gone.
I'll slow it down now.
Controversy at Amy Park. Here's Rapana from the scrum win, just tucking it under the arm. Remember, Canberra, the best Steelers in the business, but Melbourne's good too. Here's Nicole Klokstad going nowhere. Now that's two tackles burned quickly. Because they're worried about the steal, they're just going straight to ground. So Melbourne might get two or three tackles here. Here's a little darting run. And Bateman again reaches for the back of his head. Come on, John, play it. He'll play it here, 5 metres short of halfway. 45 seconds left. White now picks it up and goes straight to ground. 40 seconds to go. Four tackles gone. It's played now to Nicole Klokstad. Now, this is not a great play. He's gone to the middle. So now they're going to have to try and kick sideways to get this into touch. 30 seconds left. 45 metres out. Here it comes. Hodgson throws to White. They're going to run it. Now Croker. Croker to Simonson. They're going to get caught on the last on purpose. Simonson goes to ground. 19 seconds left. Melbourne, maybe two plays. Canberra 12. Melbourne 10. Time paused. 17 seconds to go. They're 70 metres out. Ball is played and hurled to the left. Asper Solomon to Munster. Shows it inside. Pushes away from Hodgson. But now he's wrapped up. And a penalty. So they'll put this into touch and maybe a bomb, Wendell.
It's got to be a bomb or a cross kick or something.
Set it up for Sully. They're going to kick it into touch on the left side. You can bet high kick across field for Sully Asi Vunivalu. Smith. Now, this is not easy because he's got to try and get as much distance as he can, but of course find the line. He's still 20 short of halfway. Time has expired. There's one play left. Canberra 12, Melbourne 10. Smith setting himself up. And now he just makes sure he gets it in a touch. They're too far away from the bomb, Dell. 45 metres from the try line. Here we go. The last play. Tap by Cam Smith. Throws to Munster. Up we go. High spiral kick. They're running back for it. It bounces back towards the Raiders. Canberra get there.
Wow.
Canberra get there. Canberra win. One of the most famous wins in Canberra Raiders history. They've come to Melbourne. They've stunned the Storm. It hasn't been without controversy, but the Raiders are one game for the NRL Grand Final. They will host a prelim final. Stunning, stunning finish here at Amy Park. A controversial decision at the end, but it was a late try which put Canberra in front. The green machine song blares out. They've won here twice in a month. And now Melbourne have to do it the hard way.